Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hey, thank you for having me, Jay. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for accepting the invite. So
my honor.
I want to ask you questions, beginning with the fun questions in the beginning, a little bit funny banter, and then we'll get into a serious journey of yours. So starting with, I kept looking at your social media posts, and you were talking about referring to your movie, a movie which is being made of your book, which is Bars to Jars, and you're saying who is going to play the lead. So I just wanted to know who in your opinion would you want to play the role?
I mean, I would like to see James Franco, but fans of mine and people that know me, my family, they're all encouraging me to play the part. They want to see me do it.
Yeah, we would all expect that. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
I can do it. I don't know if I want to do it, but if that's what the people are asking for, that's what I'll give them.
Yeah, that, I was quite curious that I wanted to know who you want to play the part. So I just want to get it out of the way before we dive into some serious questions. Yeah. So yeah, now moving on to your serious journey, which you call it Bars to Jars. I see it the way it is pleasure to joy, where you were seeking pleasure and then now you're seeking joy and giving back to the community. So if you could just get into the journey a little bit to sure. enlighten us.
Yeah, so it's been just one miracle after another. That's the basis and the theme of this whole thing is, but I went from being incarcerated behind bars, at the bar drinking my life away, to making jars of sauce and selling it to all these grocery stores.
So that's
the basic. Yeah.
The basic, that is, we're being very, what do I say? So very low-key about it.
Yeah.
I've heard your journey before. So if you could get into specifics, how did you start from your schooling to what happened then to your journey currently?
Yeah, so, you know, I was raised in a good family. There was love in the household, but there was also some chaos and drama, violence. And, you know, my father was an alcoholic and addict, and he has since recovered. But it wasn't until he was like 44 years old when he started turning his life around. So... as you can imagine, there was just a lot of chaos, and you know, always felt kind of different, always felt out of place, not able to fit in and get along with people. And then you know, early on too, I was I had a couple of traumatic experiences where you know, I was molested at a church that I was going to, and then other men in my my circles, older men, kind of did some stuff too, and it just kind of built up this wall around me, and then I kind of became like explosive and very defensive. I wouldn't let anybody too close. I became like a class clown and was just trying to create these diversions and stuff. And I was fighting a lot in school, getting into a lot of trouble. And then I found alcohol, and alcohol kind of suppressed all those things and but made them worse too. It intensified it. But it was my coping mechanism, you know, and I was always just trying to search for some kind of synthetic power, and, you know, to muster up courage and to face life. I just had no ability to really handle emotions and all that stuff. So I felt like I needed something to fall on, and alcohol worked, until it didn't anymore. You know, eventually my best friend started turning on me. Which, you know, there was some grieving involved with that too. Getting sober is, there's a lot of grieving, and it's been very challenging, man. I've nearly died several times. I've experienced a lot of heartache, but I guess the moral of the story is resilience, have faith, and everything ends up working out the way it's supposed to, you know.
I like how you called it your best friend. Not a very good best friend to have, I guess.
No.
Yeah. Since the show is beyond the resume, I wanted to start off with the first career that you have had after your schooling, what you did in your schooling, and then your journey to your first career, if we can call it so.
Yeah, so my resume, you know, it's... okay, since 16 years old to now, right? I mean, I've done a lot of different things. I've, you know, my first job, I was a caddy on a golf course carrying golf clubs for doctors and lawyers. Second job, I was actually stocking shelves at a grocery store. Then my father got sober. He started a company called Paint World, which is an automotive paint distribution company. So it was a family business. Me, my brother, my cousins. Eventually there was like 20 family members in this company, and I was the oldest of all the boys. So I ended up falling into like a management type role. But you know, I hated it. Just gonna be honest, it wasn't really my cup of tea. There was aspects I did like, but I got really good really quick at sales and you know, creating some marketing stuff that never got implemented. My father was old school, traditional. He didn't think we needed advertising and all that stuff. But I would mess around and you know, make some designs and stuff like that. I did that for like, I want to say 16 years. So, but then in 2013, I quit and decided I'm going to move to Charleston, South Carolina from New Haven, Connecticut. I got down to Charleston. I got plugged into the music industry. And that's another thing. Throughout this whole time, since 15, 16 years old, I was playing guitar. Then I started writing songs. And over the course of my life, I've written like 2,500 songs in 10 different genres. I was in contention for a Grammy in 2017. But when I got down to Charleston, I got plugged right into the music scene. I started doing some shows. And then 2017, the Grammy thing came up. And during the voting process, I got hit by a truck. And had two spinal surgeries, so I couldn't feel my hands, and you know, I couldn't sing the way I could. I started a record label, that went down the toilet real quick. I ended up losing a bunch of money. Then I started working for a distillery in the liquor industry, and you know, opened up a bunch of accounts again, sales, that kind of stuff. Then I started designing labels and packaging for liquor brands. I went to Alabama, started a distillery over there, brought 10 moonshine products to market, but I was drinking way too much. Then, you know, got into a bunch of trouble, and then started a sauce company.
Quite a arduous journey that you have been through, of a lot of careers that you have seen over the years.
Multiple industries.